Sherry Mason Brown, St. John's Lutheran Church. A reading from Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. The righteous branch is Jesus, who brings us hope during this season of Advent, as we wait with great expectations. Expect Jesus to come to change you. It is God's Christmas gift to us. For the past 2 years, with the pandemic continuing to hang around, many of our expectations have been dashed or altered in some way. We long for things to get back to normal. The good news is that Jesus, the righteous branch, offers us long-term hope which cannot be dashed as long as we are faithful to Him. Amid chaos and uncertainty, God gave this healing and refreshing promise to Jeremiah and all people. The promise of a righteous king from David's line, one who would do what is just and right. So this year, while we scurry around planning the perfect Christmas tree, the perfect presents, the perfect dinner, and the perfect outfit, remember that God does not expect us to be perfect, but to be faithful. Instead of spending our time perfecting this season, we can take God's promise and use it to open our eyes and our hearts to those around us who desperately need hope. Take time to help those less fortunate to see the light of Jesus shine in you and make their Christmas a little brighter. Rejoice with Jeremiah. Live in the present with eyes on the hope of the future of Christ's return. Prayer. Jesus mine, in me shine, Jesus mine, fill my heart with light divine. Amen.